I can never read that gospel without vividly seeing and being touched. Many years ago, while in Calcutta, the day after Christmas, Mother Teresa and her sisters pulled up in front of my residence. I was living with people with disabilities, core members of L'Arche. And she sent one of the sisters in to say, "Tell Father Jim to come with us." I had no idea where I was going, but I was happy to go. And Mother was going to a leper colony in a town called Titigur. And upon arriving in that leper colony, we weren't there very long before a man came weeping very deeply, very woundedly. And Mother looked at me and said, "Do you know why he is weeping so deeply?" And I said, "Mother, I don't. It's because he has been diagnosed by his family and neighbors as having leprosy. And that means he must leave his family, his community, and never see them again. Because once you have leprosy, unlike other situations, you can't go and visit your family, lest you also catch the disease." And so it meant that he was being literally separated from everything that meant so much to him. And now gradually this disease, over a period of time, would take his life. Yet in the midst of all that sadness and pain, we went back a little further, and there was a group of men and women, children. Leprosy attacks all the extremities of your body. So there were people without fingers, without noses, without ears, lips, feet. And they got up on a little stage, a man-made stage with kettles and pans and all kinds of little things, and began to create music and dance. And then Mother leaned over me with a great big smile and she said, "This is how it will be when we get to heaven. We'll all be the same." And so we might say, well, how does that relate to us today? Because we're blessed in this country. We'll never see leprosy in this country because we have the medication and the wherewithal to prevent that from ever getting to that point. But we have leprosy of another kind. How many people feel ostracized from their families because of some kind of dysfunction or other? How many people feel because of their own weaknesses, their own problems and difficulties, they're shunned from their families, from their friends? Or how many people, perhaps through harsh words I may have said, hurt somebody so they don't talk to me anymore, or I don't talk to them? Not only just young people, but adults too are bullied and are hurt deeply by those kind of realities. So there's a lot of forms of leprosy today that may not be in that physical form that I just described. But as we approach this time of Lent, it would be good for all of us just to take a little time, a little introspection, and look at, see, who in my life, who in my family, who in my neighborhood, who in my parish community needs to be touched by my presence and to be healed. Sister Maggie just came back from a seminar in Arizona, and she said, what they were teaching us is that as you look at children, members of your family, don't emphasize the mistakes, the things that we have not done well. But may we help everybody realize what is their greatness. There's greatness in every one of us. And sometimes throughout life, maybe the only thing that ever got touched was not the greatness, but all my faults, all my weaknesses, all the things that I'm not very proud about. So wouldn't it be wonderful during this time of Lent if we could help everybody see their greatness, not their weaknesses, not their faults, not the things that they're supposedly not, but call everybody to what they can be. I'm just thinking, in every school in this city, especially in those where there are more troubles, that if every child in those situations were continually affirmed of their greatness, what would happen? What would happen? And so begin today and this week by looking at each other and seeing not our faults, not our failures, not our weaknesses, not our leprosy, but our greatness. And perhaps that will bring about tremendous results as we go through the weeks and days of this time of Lent. We can think about all things, you know, we always look at Lent as a time to give up things, but I think we have to look at it in a far more positive light. It's not about giving up things or doing things that I think I can do or stay away from this, that, and the next thing, but rather, how can I give myself more fully to those around me? And wherever I know there to be separation or dysfunction, that I do my best to be present to it, as Jesus was present to this good person in the gospel. And the line that always strikes me is, if you wish, Jesus, if you wish, if you choose, you can make me clean. And a lot of people are saying that to each one of us. If you wish, if you are open, if you are caring, if you are compassionate, you can help me become a better person. So let's approach things that way. And all those of our brothers and sisters who are suffering in some way because of life, perhaps they might experience some healing powers of God's grace.